Ever wake up with a dream that felt more than a dream, like a message meant just for you? Maybe it was a strange symbol, a voice you almost recognized, or a dream you felt in your bones. What if your sleeping hours are the gateway to your deepest knowing? Today, we're diving into the psychic potential of your dreams. How to spot symbols, maybe strengthen a spiritual hotline that's ringing while you sleep. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, O'Malley Theis. I'm a psychic and I'm an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, one spicy erotic novel, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Hello, everybody. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to the Mystical Minds podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time, finding me or listening to something that I do. I'm Allie, obviously. I do not edit my podcasts because I believe they should reflect real life. I believe in everything that I talk about, and my podcast should reflect what my life is like. So I don't edit. I also have 12 cats and a dog, and sometimes they make an appearance here. You never know what may show up during a Mystical Minds podcast. All right. So moving forward, let's do the card of the week. Let's start there, shall we? And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this card of the week today, 5 years from now, next year, whenever you listen to this episode, this card is for you this week. All right. So I'm using the Guides of the Hidden Realms deck again because I happen to love it. And let's shuffle and see what we pull the week. All right. It's going to be a hell of a week again. I can just feel it. Oh boy. And what this energy has just been mind-boggling lately. And it's just going to keep going on and on. So for this week, what card do I have? I have the Every Word Has Power card. This is all about education, the power of persuasion, communication, and internal dialogue. And this card is all red, by the way. So, what does this mean for you? This means when you're reading something or listening to something, grab what they say or do or talk about, whatever it is, and investigate further for you. Okay, like the podcast today, this episode. I'm going to be talking about dreams. Investigate dreams. Okay, reach out to other people who dream like I do. And you do, you just don't know it. Investigate what you read or listen to on TV. What's coming across the news if you're listening to the news? Don't necessarily believe it at face value because every news organization, every last one, has their own perspective. Okay, so it's always good to investigate when you're talking to somebody. All right, choose your words with care because words have power. This is not a good week to go after somebody that has done you wrong because, or maybe you perceive they've done you wrong. Because words have, I mean, all words have power, always. But this week, with this card being red and the red that we have this week, energy-wise, whatever you say to somebody, good or bad, is going to stick with them. And if you really lay into somebody and yell at them for whatever, even if, you know, in hindsight, whatever you're yelling at them for seems silly, or you misunderstood what was going on or whatever it may be, whatever words you say are going to stick with that person forever. Okay, it's going to be a part of their identity. It's going to be a part of their soul. We don't want that. We don't want anyone to carry any type of words that we say to them that are unkind to their next lifetime and beyond. All right, so please choose your words with care. Educate, communicate with other people, but communicate with care. And watch your internal dialogue. Because, of course, say we are meaner to ourselves than anybody else, right? Be careful what you say to yourself. Because, again, it will make an imprint on your soul and you will carry it with you. So, kind words to yourself. Whatever you're going through, kind words. All right? Okay, so moving forward is the mystical item of the week, and I'm talking about a mugwort dream pillow. So you can make an actual pillow if you have that kind of craftsmanship and put in some mugwort, lavender, and some other dream herbs and place under your pillow to enhance dream recall and lucid dream potential. Or you can make a little sachet and stick it in your pillow, in your pillowcase. Some other dream herbs I would think about besides mugwort and lavender, Orias root is really good because it helps to draw people, places, and things to you. What else is really good? I'm trying to think off the top of my head right here. And I don't do well with spontaneous thinking. I'm a ponderer. I ponder over things and then write them down. Cinnamon helps to have you dream about money and sex. Basil is business and money. Ylang-ylang, that's an aphrodisiac, so you might be having a really good time in your dreams that night. But again, as I mentioned earlier, do research. Buy a book on herbs. You know, discover what's good for your dream pillow. Now, speaking of dreams, let's go to the main topic, shall we? Which is dreams, symbols, and the messages we receive while we sleep. When you close your eyes, your awareness doesn't shut down. No, it does not. It shifts. The conscious mind takes a back seat, allowing the subconscious and the intuitive self to rise. During REM sleep, your brain slips into theta and delta waves, the same frequencies many psychics access during meditation, trance, and deep energy work. Sleep is more than just rest. It's sacred. It's spiritual. It is a doorway. At night, your energetic defenses drop. Your ego relaxes. The veil between this world and the unseen thins. Suddenly, your dreams become a fertile space for guides to visit, for your higher self to speak, and for deep truths and soul connections to emerge. And for all of us, yes, all of us, it becomes a time to travel. Whether you remember it or not, your astral body leaves your physical body during sleep, just as it does during astral travel, okay? Everyone does this. It's not just for energy workers or the spiritually trained. Just like intuition, though, dream travel comes more easily to some, but it is innate to every soul. While you sleep, you may be visiting past or future lifetimes, exploring alternate dimensions, reuniting with a soul family or guides, receiving healing in sacred unseen realms, or even slipping into parallel universes. You may not consciously recall it, but something always returns with you, a shift in energy, a gut knowing, or a symbol that lingers for days. A little tip. Before bed, maybe set a dream drop intention, which I'll talk more about at the end of this episode. Whisper a question aloud or maybe write it in a dream journal. One simple act can open the channel between you and the other side. Now, dreams love to speak in symbols. Some personal, some universal, but here's where it gets deeper. Many of those symbols weren't just imagined, they were witnessed. If you're astral traveling while you sleep, and you are, you may actually be walking through symbolic landscapes, spiritual classrooms, memory libraries, or a sacred dimensional space. You might see the image of a lion, not because your subconscious created it randomly, but because you stood in front of a lion totem in another realm. Or you dream of climbing endless stairs because you were moving through a vibrational gateway your soul was ready for. We don't just invent dream symbols, we encounter them. Like personal symbols often relate to your past beliefs or emotional history. Collective symbols, something like snakes or water or fire, tap into the shared human archetypes. Spiritual symbols are experienced in the higher realms, offering direct message, lessons, or healing. So ask yourself, did I just see that image or did I go someplace and interact with it? Was there a mood, a lesson, or maybe being attracted to that moment? Did it feel like a movie or maybe like a memory? For example, one listener dreamed of being in a giant library with glowing symbols floating above each book. She later realized, through other dreams, that this wasn't symbolic of learning, it was her Ashka records, and the dream was her first conscious entry into it. So some journal practice, maybe after waking, write the dream in present tense, then ask yourself, was I being shown something or being somewhere? This can shift how you receive messages entirely. Dreams aren't just metaphors. They are real places, real experiences accessed by your astral self. Symbols, in this context, are less like riddles and more like postcards from the unseen realms. Now, not all dreams are equal. Some feel so vivid, so real, that they leave a mark that lingers for days, even years. These are often psychic dreams. In dream visits, experiences where you're not just watching, but you're actively participating in the dream. In these moments, your soul was doing some important work. You could be receiving a direct message from a spirit guide or ancestor, downloading some energetic upgrades or healing, witnessing a symbolic premonition or a warning. You could be reuniting with a soul connection, one that transcends time and space. Yes, you can. And often do. Meet with soulmates, members of your soul family, and even your twin flame in your dreams. These encounters might look like a stranger who feels instantly familiar, a reoccurring figure you can't quite place but feel deeply connected to, a romantic or intimate dream that feels spiritually charged, not just physical, a conversation that carries wisdom, closure, or a surge of unconditional love. These soul connections may be from this life or maybe another lifetime entirely. They show up to reconnect, to guide, or to remind you of your path. Usually for me, when I am meeting up with soul connections and I don't know who they are, they often come to me and I can feel their body, I can sense their body, I can imagine or not imagine, I can feel their arms around me or whatever it may be, but I do not see their face. I may see their eyes, but their face remains hidden from me. When I do see their face, and that will be outside in this world, in the physical world, I'll be doing something, going through something, driving somewhere, whatever it may be. And I see somebody, that switch flips. And it's kind of like, this person seems awful familiar to me. So I try to learn more about them if I can. Or maybe, you know, if this is somebody I see as I'm going to the store, maybe the next time I'm at the store, I try to talk to them. But I try to find out more about them. And eventually, another switch clicks that, hey, this is the person from your dreams that you haven't been able to place a face to. That's exactly what happened to me with Bill way back when. But I saw him in something and that switch automatically flipped. And here I am. That started this whole journey here. But I get a lot of these dreams where I do not know who I'm visiting with. I just know they're a soul connection. But we also have warning dreams. They're often unsettling. They can be symbolic or intense. These warning dreams are not punishments at all. They're protective nudges from your higher self. Their job is to wake you up to something you're missing, maybe an unsafe situation, a toxic dynamic, or maybe a path you need to pivot from. Or it could be, like my dreams, it could be like a whole world shift. That's the kind of dreams I get. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. So the energetic tip to go with this, if you dream of a person who moves your soul, someone you feel in your body, not just your mind, write down every detail you can remember. Ask yourself, did I learn anything from them? Did I feel seen, safe, activated, or warned? Could this be a soul connection or maybe a spiritual teacher in disguise? You may not know all the way or right away, but the dream will return if it's meant to. That's how soul contracts often work. They go around and around. Silical, symbolic, and always sacred. The warning dreams I usually get are tornadoes. That's how I know some crap is getting real. If I am looking at tornadoes coming towards wherever I'm at, I can see them and I'm trying to run for danger or run for shelter because danger is coming. That means the world, it's not just me normally, the world is going to make a shift, a big shift. If I'm in a dream where I find I am already, say, in a shelter, in a basement, someplace where I know a tornado's on the way, but I'm already at safety, that means that whatever I'm going through at that point in time, I'm shielded, I'm protected, and I don't have to worry about it. That's how I've been able to interpret these two things over the years. I always thought the tornadoes coming towards me was something horrendous coming towards me. It's like, holy crap, what's coming? But since I do write things down, not all the time, but big things like that, I've been able to match where I see the tornadoes coming. And they're always to a population. It's not just me that I see the tornadoes. When I'm in safety, it's me, the animals, and my son usually. So I always know we're all protected and whatever's going on. But when a tornado is approaching, there's always a huge group of people. Huge group of people. All right. So let's just move forward a bit. So dreams are messages. All right. But they're also muscles. The more you pay attention, the stronger the connection becomes. So how can you create some sort of stronger connection with your dreams? Well, you can create a dream altar physically in your bedroom. You could include a crystal like an amethyst, a labradorite, or a moonstone. Have a journal, a candle that you don't light the candle and fall asleep. Okay, you can light the candle as you're writing in your journal or something of that nature, but don't light the candle and sleep. All right, that's a no-go. You can also try aromatherapy. Blue lotus, lavender, mugwort. You can put them on your wrist or maybe your pillow. Can help to deepen your access. You can work with flower essences like Dreamtime, Star Tulip, or Mugwort for intuitive dreaming. Crystals under your pillow. Maybe put it into that sachet or the dream pillow that I mentioned earlier. You know, amethyst calms and protects. Hermecker diamonds enhance dream clarity. And selenite cleanses the dream space. Remember, dreams speak more clearly to those who are listening. When you start a dialogue with your dreams, they start responding louder and more often. So, you know, give yourself or ask yourself one question before you go to bed tonight. And be open to receiving the answer in images, voices, or sensations. Okay? The insight could come tomorrow or it can come maybe in the next dream. But I have a dream recall prompt here at the end about unlocking the message. So before you go to bed tonight, make sure you have a pad of paper and a pen, okay? Take 1 minute to ask yourself, where did I travel last night that I need to remember? Is there anything of importance? What message am I ready to receive? Okay, so these are two prompts that you're going to write underneath tomorrow morning if you're doing this tonight, okay? Write the prompts down. Where did I travel last night that I need to remember? And then give yourself some space and then write down the other prompt. What message am I ready to receive? All right? So you wrote them down. Think about these two things as you fall asleep. You can also, say these out loud as you're writing them down. Okay? And as you fall asleep, if you can, say, I don't know if you're a side sleeper or a back sleeper. You know, it's always nice to put one hand over your heart chakra, you know, right in the middle of your chest, and the other hand over your solar plexus, which is 2 inches above your belly button. Okay? And just, you know, imagine yourself falling asleep, following a silver thread, you know, kind of like following breadcrumbs to your dream world. And when you wake up, even if it's just one word, write it in that journal. Whatever you can remember, write it down. That's that silver thread, okay? You know, as you're writing it down, you're kind of pulling that thread gently. And your dreams do not have to make sense immediately. Trust that every detail you recall is a breadcrumb leading you back to a bigger message. The more you honor your dreams, the more they reveal. Now that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, come over and join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And I've been a little lax in the free part of the group, but I do plan on adding a lot more to the free group real soon. And if you walk the metaphysical path and you would like to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, man, I'd love to hear from you. I'm currently booking guests, so the link is below in the show's notes, and I am behind in going through these requests to be on the show until my semester is over, which is... Well, this one class is done at the end of June. I'll have more breathing time in July where I can start going through everything, okay, to book for fall. And while you're at the site, of course, go to outofbodyxc.com. Please sign up for the weekly newsletter for more tips. And you can also book a private reading or a soul session with me at any time at outofbodyxc.com. I've got you, whether you're seeking clarity, a healing, a deeper connection to your soul path. So until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.